CliffCentral.com.
Wake up. Welcome to the Worst Guys. You are chilling with Malcolm Dluli and Ria Basusele.
R-E-H-A-B, that's me. What's happening?
You know it's a Wednesday and you know we do it in the worst way. The Worst Guys coming through your airwaves. We have such a brilliant show lined up for you today, as always.
Too much sauce.
That's actually, we have a problem actually, I think. That's
too much sauce.
There's too much. So we have two lovely guests in studio with us today. We'll be talking about fashion and style and swagger and us as homies, you know. What do we have to do to impress they out there? And in terms of getting jobs, what look are we going for? What our fashion industry is like at the moment. So I'm actually joined by two lovely sisters, actually twins. They confused me when I walked in. They're like giving me different names and shit, like Fred and George from Harry Potter. But yeah, let me just introduce our guests. We have Lee Sibulao. Yeah, say what's up to the people.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. And yourself?
I'm good, thank you.
Awesome to have you. And we also have Tseko Sibulao.
Hey.
Yo, welcome. Round of applause.
Well, it's like T and Tamira all over again.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sure you've heard that one. Yeah. So we have a very interesting show today and we're really excited to get to know you guys a little bit, talk to you about what is happening in our fashion industry. Not necessarily about, you know, the runway, but about style and what style means to you guys, what style is for as a country, what kind of style we have, where do we stand in terms of the rest of the world. But yeah, before we get to any of that, I just want to just quickly get into who you are specifically so that people know. Lee, you're a fashion designer, right?
That's correct.
And a freelance stylist.
Yes.
All right, so tell me a little bit about the fashion designing. What is that all about?
Okay, so I started fashion designing when 2009.
Yeah.
I went to Lysol for 2 years, and then after that, I was working for various stores in retail. And then last year, I worked for various production companies and doing styling, doing wardrobe. And now I'm doing my own thing.
Yeah.
Running my own company, doing styling and designing.
All right. And this company is...
It's called Kitumet.
Oh, Kitumet.
Yes.
Oh, all right. Cool,
yes.
Cool. Is that not the company? You guys started a company together.
We've got
though,
a company together. But
yeah,
we
that
also
one
have
is Pop-Up Sanity, right?
Pop-Up Sanity.
Pop-Up.
Pardon our precious sanity.
Oh, okay. That's nice. I like that name.
People are coming with these you know... What are they called again? Fuck, I'm losing it right now. POP, what is it called again?
POP?
What did you call it?
Like Pop Sanity.
Yes.
No, it's like a,
pardon
not an,
our
not
precious.
An abbreviation, but I see day. You. I see you.
No,
see
me
you.
And Sarah, we're on the same page.
Okay, yeah, but we don't see it.
Yeah, like
yeah. Can we see it as well?
Always strive and prosper. Always strive and prosper.
Oh, okay, okay.
Acronym.
Acronym, come on. English.
It's not English, it's Bantu education.
Like this guy who got Bantu education.
Hey man, let me tell you. But anyway.
Yes.
No Bantu education in this building. Okay, so anyway, Pop Sanity. That's really cool that you started your own company.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to find out in terms of the styling, what is it that you do that's your favorite? I've seen you've done some recent work with MT, because that's how you guys met, right?
Yeah. Actually, no. We met way back. Like high school, like
Bloemfontein days.
Way back.
So this is a Bloemfontein reunion, actually.
Pretty much.
Right, cool.
Now we yell. Pino's
I like what you did there. I like what you did. Oh my gosh.
No, but the styling, I think that is something that I started falling in love with like early last year. Apart from the designing, I think it helps me expand my creativity, and working with different people, it challenges me.
Yeah.
With each person, obviously there comes a different personality, there comes a different look, and that is a challenge on its own.
So you have to decide what this person would look
what
best
works,
as just
exactly.
off the bat. So do you have something in your mind that you attach to certain styles, like skinny people should wear this type of thing, built people should wear loose clothing or tight clothing, like what sort of...
Yeah, it also depends on the type of work you're in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It also depends on your personality.
Okay.
So I can't just give you skinny jeans and then you're, you know.
You hate that shit.
You're not also into it.
It
also depends on what you're into as a person.
All right.
So those are the different things that
so
I look at.
So you get to know the person first.
I get to know the person, what you do. Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. And you, Tsiho,
yeah.
I see you're a makeup artist, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. And I want to know a little bit about that. Who's been in your chair? Who have you made light up for the South African screens?
Ooh, I've worked with a few people.
Yeah.
Marina the Squire, for one. I've worked with
Grasa.
I've worked with Meg Rasha Michelle. I've worked on her as well. So there's a few people. I can't think of anyone at the top of my head.
Yeah.
But I've been on a few productions. I normally do photo shoots and music videos.
Cool.
So I've done a lot of ambitious entertainment music videos, which has been amazing.
Mm.
So I enjoy it. I love it. So yeah.
So tell me a little bit about the actual process of becoming a makeup artist. What is it that led you to that path? Is there school for something like that? I'm not even sure.
There's school. I actually studied the whole somatology course, so that's everything that has to do with beauty, massage, waxing, facials, you name it.
All right.
And then out of all of that, I fell in love with makeup and being a nail technician. So
yeah.
Right now my focus is doing people's makeup and doing nails. That was a 2-year course.
Yeah.
And then after, I obviously interned, did an internship at Urban Brew. So from then on, everything was just booming.
Oh, cool. And what is it about makeup necessarily that caught your attention? Is you like to make people look glamorous?
I love making people look
smoke
good.
And mirrors.
I love smoking.
Smoke and mirrors. Because people get launched with the makeup. Yes.
So basically, you're the reason why some men wake up in the morning and look to their left and are like, I don't remember seeing
what's
you at that club
here?
Last night.
Nah. Me, I don't that far, so I can't be to blame.
Yeah,
I will not change your face like that so that you not notice in the morning.
Yeah.
No.
See, that's the thing, because there are some people who do that. There are some people who can look completely different using makeup. It's an art.
That type of makeup is more for TV.
Okay.
Because when you're on TV, you literally have to be a bit more advanced, but people do it like for a daily look. Personally, what I love about makeup is just making a person look good. Focusing on certain features on their face and defining certain features that they love about themselves, you understand? Playing with color, you know, it's really, really fun.
Okay, cool.
So I wouldn't necessarily change you completely.
Yeah.
Like,
do you know of any guys who wear makeup?
Yes.
Oh, really? Like,
yes,
on a regular basis, day to day.
But like some Gaga already, we know. Sumizi is kingpin of the makeup game, bro.
We know Sumizi very, but like,
straight guys.
Names, but
because they closet gay.
No,
they're in the closet gay.
No,
okay,
hey, man.
Not that there's anything wrong. I'm
just saying.
It's just for me. There's nothing wrong with a guy putting on makeup.
Yeah.
If you feel you want to use a bit of powder from time to time,
mm-hmm.
just to look good, you know, metrosexual, nyana. You don't even have to be as extreme as metrosexual. It's fine. Go ahead, use it.
Yeah.
It's really not a problem.
I won't even lie to you, because I've done a couple of ads before, and when they put that makeup, the foundation,
you
it looks good.
You
I'm
look
like,
good.
Yeah,
exactly.
I look like gold right
Dude,
now.
People,
so I get
yeah, you've done it before. Why are you trying to fight?
Yes, I'm
and
fighting.
And you were selfie like 100.
Yes.
Exactly.
No blemishes, no nothing, but at the same time.
Yeah, this is for MT's We Up music video.
Yes.
But I like to keep it 100%.
Yeah.
If I've got a bassy, people must know that
I've
my bassy is there. It's on fleek.
Okay, but we'll get that into that a little bit later when we talk about, you know, males and makeup and what kind of styles we should be rocking as young millennials who are out there trying to make things happen for themselves. So it's really nice to know that you guys are here in studio with us. You guys are chilling with the worst guys, to those of you listening. Mark of Lillian, Riobeto Seselwe, as always, on a Wednesday at 2 p.m. If you want to hit us up on the Twitter streets, please do. You can hit us up at @_worstguys, or you could just chat with us at cliffcentral.com. Have you ever worn makeup? Maybe you're one of the guys that we see in the streets with makeup. So let us know. Tell us on Twitter. Is it weird? Is it strange? I don't know. Maybe it's not for me, but you guys can tell me. All right. Just before we get into any news or anything, I'll just play a little song for you guys, and then we'll be right back.
Hold up. Before the news. I think I just need to let you know about something.
Oh, you want to let me know
something freaky happened, right? So, Morgan. Yeah. Morgan. I was talking to Morgan, and she's like, so you had a very interesting conversation on Cliff Central, you know. And her aunt listened to it, and she was busy.
Oh, boy. Here we go. This is trouble, boy.
Yeah, you behave or else you jump.
That's what she wanted from me. Behave, my boy. Don't say dodgy things on the show. You'll get
busted. No, man. I wasn't saying dodgy things, you see. The thing is, I was being a worst guy. But this is the
first... should be.
She went onto the worst guy's Facebook page, and this is out of all videos to watch that represents me. This is what played.
All right. Let's hear it.
It's about to play right. Hold on. Sorry.
We just need to turn up the volume there on the phone. You know, when it's all full blast on this on the system.
Tell you though, maybe in the bedroom, you know what I'm saying? You know, because I'm a 50 Shades kind of guy.
Oh, 50 Shades in the building. You
know? And come to think of that, you know, women are actually freakier than men.
I actually have to agree.
Women are freakier than men. Yeah. And then men, we think we're freaky, but we are like...
children.
Divided by 10 compared to women.
All I'm saying is it takes some balls to swallow cum, dude. That's all I'm saying. Only women do that shit.
If she swallows your cum, you can shower for the rest of your life.
For the rest
even
of
if
your
she's
life.
Dog, that was the first thing her aunt heard about me. The thing
oh
is,
my God.
I tried to get myself out of it. Surely it was Graza. But the camera can see my face. I was like, shit.
No, okay, wait. So you're telling me you're trying to push it onto me, bro? This is what you were saying. You wanted to marry a chick that is.
No, I said even if she's married and she's solid, you can still chow.
Yeah. I know. Is that rough?
Why are you promoting?
Wow.
Don't promote that. Listen, I think
it's time to go to the break.
Excuse me.
Yeah. No, wait. I don't think we should have that conversation right now.
It's just weird, don't you?
Yeah, but I want to play a song by a homie. Ricardo, we've had him here in the studio before. Really love his music, and this is a real jump called Already. I hope you guys are all ready. Oh, hold up 1 second. Actually, it's gonna be about 5 seconds, but we're here. We out here. Ricardo, Already, yo.
Oh, shit. God damn it, it hurt, but my God came out clean. You know what I mean. If you had a hustle to live, you know what I mean. You know what I mean. If you had a hustle to live, you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Draw a mean ass Playboy in trouble again. Playboy Penny at it again. Read about it. Extra, please grab young Fallon. Extra, extra. Read all about it.
Yeah. We're going into the news right now.
Extra,
read all about it. You are with the worst guys.
What?
Worst guys. You know, the business. Yeah, we're just going to talk a little bit about what's going on in our world. You know, we just got to keep up to date, up to speed, man, because this is a crazy place that we live in. That's actually the best part about news, is realizing how mild this world is.
Yeah, man, this world is actually fucking crazy. Hey, think about it. Like, so much happens. Like, I don't know how you keep up with the news, because I definitely don't like keeping up with the news. It's always the same shit, just as different countries getting
different
fucked
day.
Up.
Like, yeah, you know, this is the perfect example, because guess who we're talking about today? Mr. Jacob Zuma.
Oh, wow. This is not the first feature.
It's his first time on Cliff Central at the worst, guys. Jacob Zuma.
If making a feature in the newspaper or in the news is like winning a Grammy, this guy has the most accolades.
On accolades. He has 783 to be exact.
Yeah.
So anyway, in the news, Jacob Zuma, because the National Executive Committee held a meeting on Sunday to essentially discuss whether Jacob Zuma was fit to continue being the president. I don't know what kind of discussion actually took place. Yeah, I don't think there's really much debate going on. But we know the man has a lot of power. So this meeting took place on Sunday. Unfortunately, he's still in the presidential seat. I wish something happened like, you know, the Thabo Mbeki saga, because there was a similar meeting where just before Thabo Mbeki got removed from president. So I wish he got kicked out, because I think our economy would have been boosted by at least a rand. If Zuma were to leave today, the dollar would probably, not even a rand, the dollar would be 5 rand to 1. That's what I think.
Yeah, I mean, literally people in America and Europe are being like, like in Europe, especially in the UK, is that Jacob still in power? I don't think I'm going to invest in South Africa then. No, I don't think so. Not at all.
Not me. Fuck that. All right, because he's the man behind all the sagas that we've experienced in Uganda, the state capture, fees must fall, the SABC, ESCOM, these state parastatals as well, everything.
Dog, this guy's bitch. Dog,
everything he touches goes to shit.
You see, but that's what I'm saying. I've been telling people, and nobody wants to believe me, but Jacob Zuma has to be one of the smartest guys alive. He has to be. Surely, because becoming the president of this country is not easy. It's not an easy thing.
Swordish, you know. Don't give you a gig.
No, I just want to say Mandela went to jail for 27 years to get that job. Now Zuma just slid into it. So there's something that Zuma knows that we don't know. And he's using that power to
this guy
to
could
stay at the top.
Use some guaps just to go finish off his studies, but he's
yeah, he doesn't want to get.
Instead,
he's also there. Fees must fall.
You know. Instead, I'll build a massive house in
Maine. You know.
Oh shit! All right, cool. So yeah, that's Jacob Zuma. He had a frank discussion with a member of the ADC. Apparently, the Daily Maverick says, and he says the response from Zuma was blunt. He said he would never resign, as that would be giving in to imperialist forces. He said that he was not about to please the enemy.
Mugabe.
That is exactly it. That is exactly
how... It's a classic Mugabe line.
Yeah, that's how it happened. Mugabe was not about the imperialists, the white man.
The fact that he said imperialist forces.
Yeah. Like, he's not oppressing us. I put like Jacob Zuma.
Even
not...
Kanye West. So why is an oppression not blessings? Why you threw me wrong?
Like...
This guy's being unfair, man. I'm being unfair. But yeah, also just politically related in terms of Fidel Castro passed away on the 25th of November 2016. Revolutionary. Just for people to understand where we are. Just in relation to Fidel and Zuma and where the country is at the moment. He has an amazing quote that I'm looking at now, which he says, "A revolution is a struggle to the death between the future and the past." And I think this is something we all need to grasp, because it is to the death. That's what revolution is all about. And that's what our country is kind of trying to figure out, is whether we're going to go to that place that we all want to be in the future. And are we willing to die for it?
Yeah.
Ultimately, are we willing to die for what we want? And shout out to him. He gave us a great message to look out for. And yeah, man, I don't know if he would be very happy with our presidency and our democracy and the way we run shit, but hey, that's a hero lost.
Maybe that's why he died.
I can't take it anymore.
I can't take it.
Dude, 2016 has had by far like the most popular people deaths I've ever experienced. Muhammad Ali, Fidel Castro, Mendoza. Yo, people are begging left, right, and center. Maybe it's because it's been such a tough year. People like, after Penny Sparrow, I was like, nah, it's time to get out of here.
Hey, Penny started the waves, bro.
She did start the waves.
I wonder what she's going to say this year. She's probably like thinking like, listen, my children, I need something to say this year. I really don't know what to say. I did the most last year.
Just blacks. Blacks is a good one.
Yeah,
that always works. That one always offends them. We just call them blacks.
So that's pretty much what's been happening. That's the most important news, I believe. So yeah, we're just gonna go back to our guests, Lee and Tseho, who have been with us. They are from Styled Out Picnic as well. Styled Out Picnic. Tseho, tell me a little bit about Styled Out Picnic.
Styled Out Picnic.
Yeah.
So amazing. It's a lifestyle event that we started about 2 years ago.
Cool.
In Bloom. It's a music, food, and fashion event. So what we do, it's just once every second month. A Saturday where we bring a few people together, have different brands set up their food stalls, their fashion stalls as well. You get to sell your products. So as much as it's a party, it's amazing, you know.
Hey, Bloomerday loves to party.
Why are you saying such things? That's too much. Where the ANC started.
It speaks volumes.
This is a different type of party, okay? This is like a nice, chilled adult party, you know?
Yeah.
So as much as it's a party, we would like it. We want it to be a place where people can network, where you know that there's someone that you can meet that will be beneficial for your radio show or whatever the case is. Brands can also get exposed. They can sell their goods and all that type of stuff, and we just have fun. So it starts 12 in the afternoon, 12 midnight. No longer than that. After that, you can go turn up.
Is this on Saturday?
On Saturday, 3rd of December.
3rd of December at?
A Little Paradise Lifestyle Center in Midrand.
In Midrand.
In Midrand.
That is A Little Paradise.
Number 80, Dambotti Road, Blue Hills.
Dambotti, don't be so black.
Dambotti.
Come on, Dambotti.
What did I say about the Bantu Education?
Listen, you don't fall under the Bantu Education.
Look, you're the only one.
Stop
it.
Hey, stop it. As long as I'm pre-94, I was wearing Maliri instead of Pampers. Pampers. Okay.
Actually... Yeah, you kind of...
Pre-94 means you've experienced the dark times.
Yeah.
Very, very dark times. All right, okay, cool. So, yeah, that's really cool that you guys have got that event going on. So the type of people that you have there, are they entertainment-based? What would make me want to go as a young individual listening to the show?
Some of our people are entertainment-based. Some of our guests are individuals from corporate. It's literally anyone and everyone who's interested within the facets that we have chosen, music, food and fashion, and they literally just love it. It's a place to escape, especially people that are in corporate. 9 to 5 every day, you're down now. So you just come through there, chill. Our setups are different every time. We have a different theme every time. This one is bohemian.
Oh, okay.
So it's a nice, you know,
classy
floor seating type of vibe, grass, you know, it's very, very boho chic. So if you are keen on dressing according to the theme, please, by all means, we'd love that.
Yeah.
If not,
just come
be
anyway.
Fashionable, come the way you are. We love you as you are. You know, you don't have to guard your boundaries.
And that's what fashion's about, right? Just being yourself whatever way possible. And that's where I want to go to you here, Lee, because you're the fashion stylist.
Yes.
So tell me about being yourself and expressing yourself through fashion. What does that mean, really?
Okay, so we've got something where people follow trends, right?
Yeah, for
so
sure.
So there are people that actually don't understand the point of trends. It's not to actually copy each trend, but to take something from that and make it your own.
Yeah.
And that's also where style comes in.
Yeah, because, you know, I've been rolling my jeans on my ankles.
No, okay.
I feel like that one's out.
It doesn't work for everybody.
Listen. Especially my skinny ankles.
Yeah, let's not reveal such things.
This is also another problem. People roll those ankles up. They don't even tassa their ankles. So now you've got ashy ankles, you've got jeans chinos that aren't supposed to be rolled up.
Because
it's just
people want to show off their socks as well. And then your socks don't match with the rest of your outfit.
Honestly, to be dead honest with you, I don't like these happy socks.
The socks are not for everyone.
Yeah.
Like I've got this one friend who folds his jeans all the way up, like quarter.
Threefold.
Okay.
It's a bit too much. And I've tried telling him, like, dude, just fold it down a little bit. It's like, no, I like it. So I'm like, okay, cool.
Tell me, what's trending now? Since my rolled up jeans are out of fashion, what's going on now in the fashion industry that just every regular person could just pick up and be like, you know, summer trends.
So you've got your normal shorts. You've got there's a lot of print going on now.
Okay.
So not just African print, but you've got what could I say? A bit of, what's the word?
Floral, maybe?
A bit of floral, but you need to be very specific as to which kind.
Because I'm looking at Mr. Cotin himself. Like, seriously. Like, he buys a lot from Gucci. They've got, currently at the moment, they've got the collection with all the floral designs and the snakes on it as well.
Yes,
So
that also works, but obviously not for everyone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then you've got people that go for bold colors, like solid colors. That goes as well. Neon colors is back.
I don't want to look like I'm stepping out of Mubango.
But see, that's what I'm saying. It's not for everyone. You know what I mean? Like, just because it's a trend doesn't mean you're supposed
you need
to wear
on.
It.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So tell me, do you believe that celebrities in South Africa do start trends and people follow them? The cultures follow trickles down through to let's say Brahm, because I know the CVD's got people who are in the fashion. You don't think it trickles down?
No.
So they
because
they,
our celebrities also copy they, from.
Okay, I see. So
there hasn't been one South African celebrity that I feel has brought something different, something new.
Is there no one specifically that you might know of who has something that makes them stand out? A celebrity who's really killing
in
the fashion in South Africa.
Stila Margulita's doing the
Has
dress.
He got it?
Oh, I mean, okay. I really and like the way he dresses. Like,
yeah.
And Vans also different. Saw that. That's why they hopped on to sponsoring that.
Yeah, game. He's got
yeah, he's quite different.
Off
he stands,
the wall
he
style.
Stands out, yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. No, that's
I won't lie. Like, I saw him in the store once and I said, no, this guy's got a certain aura about him as well. Like, yeah. He's different from other hip-hop artists as well.
Yeah.
Although his sound isn't necessarily my vibe, I fucks with that nigga.
That's someone that understands his style. Like, once you understand your style...
You can go anywhere.
You can do the damn thing.
And tell me about color in hair. I've seen, especially for black people, because I've been starting to see a lot more color in hair and strange colors as well. Blonde is obviously coming back. I don't know how that one came back, but a lot of blonde I've been seeing.
Frank Ocean.
Yeah, maybe. And green, speaking of as well, I saw somebody with a little afro with some light greenish colors. Yeah. I don't know if that's permeated from other people, idols, or is that something that just... Is trending between South Africans. I don't
Tseka
know.
With the red hair.
Tseka, yeah, Tseka has red hair. So maybe, what was your inspiration?
For me personally, I just like to experiment.
All right.
So it's not a case of I saw it on somebody else and I was like, oh my gosh, I want to try it.
Yeah.
I was like, I want something different. Okay. I've been doing this. I'm tired of black.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And let me just try color. I did blue. I did like off white, gray, and now I'm on red. I need another.
I think color. I think I saw all the other episodes.
You've seen all three, right?
Yeah.
The gray, the blue, and now the red.
We need to move to a new season now. Yeah. You see,
I think she's trying to do the colors of the South African flag, right?
Yeah. There's a girl
it.
I saw.
I think it's green.
Stop it. There's a girl I saw this past Sunday at Idols. She had purple. She had blue. She had red. There was green. And I'm just like, darling, you need to pick one.
So that's a rule.
I think people are just in
it's a bit too much if you go like five colors on your head.
Yeah.
DJ Doo-Wop can do that because also that goes with her look.
Yeah.
Her style, that fits her. But just a normal person, I think if you're going to play around with your hair, you need a dress for it as well.
Yeah.
So there's...
Okay, so let's talk about this thing about swag and style and...
Do we still use the word swag?
I don't know. Your swag. Shirt says get swag...
Yeah, see,
is that,
but...
Is that from a Bible verse?
See, I want this brother to say... Let me tell you how this happened. Like, I was in a rush and I just grabbed the first thing that was in my wardrobe.
All right.
It's not even mine. Okay.
It's
my cousin's.
It's Get Swag, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, apparently.
Is that saved with amazing grace. No excuse to be young. Surely that is not what the Lord said.
Yeah, okay, I don't know if swag exists, but I say I use it for lack of a better term, maybe dapper, maybe I don't know what you fashionistas would call as class. But class
style.
Is very broad. But yeah, style. As a young guy, as a young gent, what do we need? What makes it impressive on you? What makes an impression on you when it comes to style? If you see a nice, because I heard shoes are a big thing.
That's the number one.
Listen, shoes
are number one.
Are a
number
big
one.
Thing.
Yeah, so my shoes have been having holes in them. Chicks have been saying, not this guy.
Because I mean, you look at a guy. If a guy walks up to you, first thing I look at shoes.
I start
from the bottom going up.
Why shoes though?
I don't know. I feel like it completes the look. Like it's with a girl as well.
Okay.
You know what I mean? If you got the right shoes, your look is complete.
Yeah.
If you got the right toes, your look is complete.
Yeah.
Hey, that as well. Yeah. Listen, that is a major one.
That applies to guys as well.
That applies to guys as well.
Yeah, Rehab is busy showing us his toes right now.
I'm all about toes.
That's a man. That's a man with confidence in his toes.
Yeah,
he's walking around
toes,
in sandals.
Like,
yeah, he's got it going on.
And you can tell guys got cute toes if you look at his
hands.
Yes.
Same thing goes for girls. So,
look at
so shoes are very important.
Shoes are very important. And obviously you look at the type of clothes that he's wearing.
Yeah.
Does he look good? Is it the right fit?
Yeah.
You know, is he comfortable in it? And
in terms of,
can you see the confidence?
Yeah. So you're in terms of the style and in terms of fit, can you see the difference between somebody who's wearing something tailored or somebody who's just got a medium shirt?
You
or
can definitely see the difference.
Yeah. I know, because I'm thinking, you know, one of these days I'm going to be rocking up to the tailor. You know, everything must be tailored.
Yes.
Everything.
It works.
Even my underpants.
You're taking it too far there.
Yeah, it must have the shape of my penis. My boss.
That's a bit much.
I mean, that's how the future of underwear. The future
You're
of
not
underwear.
Anything to imagine.
nation.
But
now
you know what? Like, funny, yeah. You're not the first person to say this.
Oh, really?
Like, a friend of mine has actually said I should make him underwear. And I was like, dog, like, the,
visionary.
First of all, how is that going to work?
Your friend is a visionary.
I must now measure you there. Like, no.
Custom size.
There is no chance of that happening.
Look, yeah.
Talking to you, spoke about idols as well, like people like idols and celebrities and like that.
Yeah.
I want to know from the two of you, Lee and Seho, in terms of makeup and in terms of being a stylist, who do you guys look up to?
Sheesh.
Because I mean, this is also an art form, and every artist has somebody that they look up to in a sense. So where do you draw your inspiration from? Who's your main idol in
who's doing it? Who's doing it
who's
right?
Who's doing the damn thing?
So in SA, Nonigas. She's not a stylist, but she's a style icon.
Fireflex.
I shout out.
She is a boss. Like, I've loved her since high school.
Only chick and with a cheese cup that I'd ever go
you
for.
Know?
Shout out. That's dope.
I've loved her. I've admired her since high school. And she lectured me when I was still at Lysol, second year.
Yeah.
For a few months. So that was amazing for me. You know, but South Africa, that's her. And then internationally, I'd say, who? From the top of my head, Victoria Beckham.
The Beckhams have been killing the fashion game.
See, I like a clean, simple look. Like,
Chanel.
Don't complicate. You know what I mean? Don't complicate it.
Simplicity is elegant.
It goes a long way.
Yeah.
Don't complicate it.
Me? It's no one. It's no one you know, but my mentor, Simpiwe Matiso.
Yeah,
she is amazing.
All right. So how do we break through? How do we break through in terms of fashion? How do we get our guys to be wearing clothes designed by Lee? Or how do we do you see yourself dressing certain people for certain shows? I mean, you do it for music videos and
absolutely. Like, I mean, I've started now doing for music videos and certain events, but I'd like to go on a broader scale where I actually have my own setup and people come in and I can style them on a daily basis.
Yeah, that's it on a daily basis. Yeah, that's dope.
That's my aim.
All right, that's
so
really awesome,
2017,
man. Cool.
You know?
Yeah, 2017 is the year the sun must come out because it's been raining.
Because 2016, it's been
rough. It's been a rough one. Yeah. Okay, so just before we leave, just plug what you guys are up to, where people can catch you. We'll start with you, Tseho, maybe this picnic, Styled Out Picnic.
Yes,
let us know.
Styled Out Picnic this Saturday, 3rd of December. We are out at a little Paradise Lifestyle Center in Midrand. We'll share all the details on our social media. On Twitter, it's Tseho Sebolao. And the page for Styled Out Picnic is Styled Out Picnic. And then on Instagram is Royal_Mogul.
Yeah.
That's where you can get all our details. That's where you can book me for your makeup sessions, anything you need. And you can check all the details for the picnic there.
All right. Cool. Cool. Lee?
Okay. So for my business account, it's Kitumetsi, which is KETE. No, wait, what am I saying?
No, that's
how?
Model C. When you've lost your blackness.
I forget to spell my own name. Okay, that's quite bad. KEITUMETSE.
Cool.
So the E's are with the 3 on Instagram.
Away.
That's where you can get me.
Away. Yeah. Awesome, man. It's been really dope hanging out with
Thank
you guys.
You
we've had a really conversation.
For having us, guys.
Now I know to get some fresh shoes, man. Fresh kicks always.
All
that's the
time.
Number
Absolutely.
One.
All the time. Absolutely.
All right, cool. So we're just going to wrap up the show with what we got going on as the Worst Guys in the future, as well as the Freestyle with the Worst Guys, as you know. Firstly, I'll be in Bloemfontein this weekend for those of you who are in the area. Catch me at the Civic Theater this Friday night. Tickets cost R200, and they are at CompuTicket. I'll be hosting the show with a lineup of amazing comedians such as Robbie Collins, Dylan Oliphant, Charles Ash, and Virgil Prince. That's this Friday at the Civic Theater in Bloemfontein.
I've got nothing going on, but I do want to mention, people, you need to go onto Facebook and go search for John Namani. That's another one of the worst guys. His skits are doing the most.
Check him out, John Namani, yo. Alright, we're going to finish off with a little freestyle, and I'm really excited for this beat, man. I really love this song. It's from Rihanna's Rihanna's Needed Me, you know?
I say we do a Worst Guy special to this.
How do we do the special?
Because be need the worst.
Oh, we the worst.
We the worst.
Yeah, we the worst.
We the worst. Hey, we the worst. I come on the beat all the time. all the time. I come and I'm so sublime. I'm so sublime. Call me R-E-H-A-B, baby girl. Baby girl, you know that I'm gonna rock your world. Rock your world. Spit so hard on the beat. Spit so hard on the beat. I bring the heat. Get out of the kitchen if you can't stand the heat. I put the shit on repeat, on repeat. Say it again and again in your head. Everybody wanna be me. Everybody wanna be a Ben 10. But they ain't got the power. They ain't even got the adrenaline. Enough. You wanna be me. But you, you can't be me, Malcolm Julie, let it out.
You can't be me, you can't be me. I'm Malcolm Julie, I'm the one and only. I've been spitting on this beat for a short time, but I know I can carry on for a long line, long line. And everybody wanna know where he gets his flow, but it's okay, yo, it's just coming from my mind, and it's so, so dope. I'll be killing the show game, killing it with off my sneakers. Everybody know where I'm going to next, and everybody wanna check where I'm gonna be playing at. Come to Bloomington this weekend, you know I'll be tapping that, making the people go wild on the stage. You can check me on the Twitter page, but I never tweet. I'm just listening in the streets, and you know I've got the beat.
We are the worst guys.
Ow! Yeah!
We are,
you've been chilling with the worst guys.
The worst guys.
The worst guys.
The worst guys.
The worst guys. My name is Malcolm Julie. I've been chilling with Riabetsu Sesele. Have a good day, and never forget to listen to us on The Words, guys, every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Yo, we are out. CliffCentral.com.